Now, how about on the livestock side? Are they going to take advantage of the way we've seen some struggles in our grain markets this year?
I think there's going to be opportunity shape up for livestock producers to get some relatively cheap corn and meal locked in here. I don't know there's a big hurry on that, but I think sometime over the next 60 days you need to really start becoming aware of those opportunities, and I don't know, either buying calls or futures or locking up your cash, whatever you need to do to get some of those prices locked in.
Are the hogs kind of backing away from the gains of yesterday?
Yeah, that hog rally, I mean, that was just mostly a market that had become very oversold. It corrected up nicely. I just think the upside potential in hogs is limited, and we had our little bounce, and now we're kind of getting back to reality again.
Is there some, I mean, I know we've had some light pressure that's been within this cattle market. Are they focusing, though, on where we're sitting in the feeder cattle?
Are they focusing on what?
On the way the cash has been in the feeder cattle?
Well, I suppose. I mean, that every report I've had is the cash feeder market's really strong. And part of that, I suppose, is a perception that corn's going to get cheaper, so that's being factored in there. I think a lot of people still are pretty optimistic about the fat market, so that's another piece of what's going on in the feeder market. I just don't see that market breaking that much. There's too many people with too much optimism.
And I'm sure some focus as well as Labor Day quickly gets here.
Yeah, and you know, the world has somewhat adjusted to these higher beef prices. It seems like the consumer has said, okay, that's what it's going to be, and we still want to eat beef, and so we're going to pay for it. So that's why I think there's probably a little recoverability in the cattle market, and again, that's going to support feeders too.
Anything else, grain or livestock, that we should know about?
I guess continue to watch the dollar. The dollar strength, I think, is going to be a bit of a headwind for us. Now, that's going to be a choppy, certainly not a straight up kind of a deal, but I think it's going to continue to work higher and be a bit of a problem and make us uncompetitive. I mean, that's our biggest problem, is we're just flat out not competitive.